We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. We started the last time talking about how not to pray and learning how not to pray. And we were simply talking about the fact that usually we start our prayers out with, Lord, I need this, and Lord, I need that, and would you do this, and would you stop this, and that's not how to pray. And it took me a long time, in fact, 55 years, to learn how not to pray. And 4 years ago, the Lord brought about something so catastrophic in my life that if I had not learned how to pray God's way, I don't know where I would be today. I began to focus my attention on the Lord's Prayer. Interesting, because the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. They never ask him to teach them how to preach. They ask him to teach them how to pray. I believe because they saw that the source of power was from God through prayer and not a class. And so Jesus began to teach them how to pray. And the first thing that he said was, declare God's goodness. Don't start out with, Lord, I need this. But our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, or praise be your name. So, declaring God's goodness. And when we finally reach the point that we are able to have that impact our attitude and our thinking, then we can go on to the second part, and that is, thy kingdom come. And that simply means, number two, surrender your will. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Basically, what we're praying is, Lord, my kingdom is not important. It's your kingdom that's important. Be honest with you, our world teaches us today to build our own kingdom, to make ourselves as important as we possibly can. If we don't toot our own horn, nobody else is going to toot our own horn. Look out for old number one. That's not what God's word teaches. That's not what Jesus was teaching. It's God's kingdom. It's God's will before my will. And basically, when I come to the point that I'm able to, near the front part of my prayer, say, Lord, my will is surrendered to you. Now, basically what we're saying there is, Lord, I fully surrender to your will on earth here concerning my health. Concerning my health. I've surrendered to you that which I cannot control. I've surrendered it to you, Lord. It's okay. I've surrendered my wealth to you, or lack of it. I've surrendered that to you. I'll work hard. I'll be diligent. But, Father, I'm surrendering my wealth to you. I'm surrendering my life work to you. I'm surrendering my marriage to you, my children, my relationships, my expectations and goals, and yes, even my timetables. See, all of those things are involved in thy will be done. And I can't really open up in prayer. I can't really ever get to the point that I begin to ask the Lord to do things or change things or stop things until, first of all, I tell him, Lord, your will and not mine. I remember reading years ago about George Mueller, the great man of faith that taught so many people from his orphanage in Bristol, England, that they could trust God. When he had 2,000 orphans at one time, that he was feeding 3 meals a day and clothing and educating and meeting all of their needs. But he went to the Lord in prayer. And only the Lord would hear George Mueller's needs. But this is the way he began his prayer. Lord, no will of my own. I want to have no will of my own. I remember reading that and I had to put the book down. Lord, that is the hardest thing to pray because, boy, when we come to the Lord in prayer, we always have a will of our own. We always have our plan. We always have our own agenda. But Jesus said to pray, not my will, but thine. Lord, do your will on the earth like you do it in heaven. You see, we have to stay here in this part of the prayer until we are 100% surrendered to God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. I guess my question is, have you been living that way? Maybe you've gone through a couple of marriages. Maybe your jobs are falling apart. Maybe your life work is a struggle. Maybe your kids are rebelling and you got money problems and your relationships are a mess. Maybe you've been complaining about your health. Maybe you've been wishing that you'd married someone else or wishing that you could get married and frustrated and angry about it. Or maybe your timetables are not coming together and you're frustrated. Whatever it is, surrender it to God. Thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Have you ever wondered how God's will is done in heaven? I think it's probably done immediately. Immediately. That's the way the angels do the will of God, immediately. And that's the way the Lord wants me to do His will, immediately, completely. It's easy to start something that we know is God's will, but not finish it because it's hard. It's not that we don't understand what needs to be done or what God wants us to do. It's just hard. It might even be in a marriage that's hard. It might be in a job situation that's hard. It may be in a school situation that has become more and more difficult. How is God's will done in heaven? It's done completely. And God wants us to learn to do the same thing here. I think also God's will is done without complaint. Without complaint. Without criticism. And even without advice. Can you imagine any angels going into the throne room of heaven and telling the Lord what he needs to change down on the earth? Can you imagine any angel having the audacity to do that or say that? But yet, we often tell God what he needs to do and how he needs to operate. We advise God like he needs an advisor. See, that's where, before we ever ask for anything in our prayers, we have to acknowledge he's God, and we're not, without criticism or advice. God's will is done perfectly, and it's done with joy, with joy. So every morning when I'm praying, I'm saying, Lord, help me to know your will. Help me to do your will. Help me to embrace it and love it and live it and teach it and be an example of it. And Lord, help me to do it immediately and completely with joy, without any criticism or advisement. Lord, at the end of the day, may I be able to look back on this day and say, Thy will was done. Is that what you're willing to do? Are you willing to do the will of God in your kingdom, in your life? You remember the song, Whatever It Takes? To draw closer to you, Lord. That's what I'm willing to do. Take my houses, take my lands, take my dreams and all my plans. If that's what it takes to draw closer to you. You know, it's easy to sing it. It's very hard to live it. Jesus spent all night in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. The struggle over the very aspect of God's will being done. You may say, but I just lack willpower. If you'll submit to his will, then you'll have the power. I'll say that again. If you say, I lack willpower, you submit to his will, and God will give you the power. You see, the length of your prayer will be determined by the condition of your heart. The condition of your heart. When you're willing to tarry with God in prayer until the things that you're struggling with, the things that you're wanting to hold on to, are finally surrendered to God. And when your faith intercepts with God's faithfulness, your life is going to change forever. When your faith intercepts with God's faithfulness, when you finally realize God is faithful, I can trust him, your life's going to change forever. Now, only after you have declared God's goodness and surrendered your will are you ready to do the last part, thy kingdom come. In other words, God's rulership. Who's going to be ruling in your life? Jesus said to his disciples, the kingdom of God is within you. And so the question is, who sits on the throne? And as I'm walking and praying in the morning, I often say it's going to be God, not Greg. God and not Greg. Because if Luke 17:21 is truly there, the kingdom of God is within you, the question is, who sits on my throne? And that's a question you have to ask yourself every day. Who's on my throne today? At the end of the day, who sat on my throne today? Was God on the throne all the time? Or did I ask him to scoot over because I had some areas that I wanted to control? See, when we finally declare God's goodness and surrender our will, then, and only then, are we able to go to the third part, and that's acknowledge your dependency. To acknowledge your dependency, where you say to him, give us this day our daily bread. Acknowledging your dependency. It's kind of like the Jews gathering the manna. That was their daily bread. That means I have a dependence upon you, God, for my food. And Jesus tells us that that's exactly what we should pray every day. Give us this day our daily bread. My dependency upon God and reminding myself that I'm dependent upon him. That's what that little prayer used to say. You remember, by his hands we are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. So that whatever we have, whatever is provided, we and others will know it is a gift from God. My dependence for daily bread, my dependence for forgiveness, because I can't forgive the people that God wants me to forgive if I'm not dependent upon him. The very next verse says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I don't have that ability, and neither do you. And so I'm dependent upon God to give me a spirit of forgiveness for the past. And then I'm dependent upon God for God's protection for the future. His protection for the future. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So we can see that we have to acknowledge our dependence upon God in the present. Lord, I need food. In the past, Lord, I need forgiveness. In the future, Lord, I need your protection. My dependence upon you when I'm being tempted. And these are the truths that the Word of God is teaching us when we acknowledge our dependence. We'll have to stop for today. And I guess my question is this something that you're doing? Are you surrendering your will to the Lord? If not, would you do that this morning? Would you tell him, Lord, no will of my own. My life needs to change. And I'm going to start declaring your goodness first when I pray. And then secondly, I'm going to surrender my will to you. And then I'm going to acknowledge my dependence upon you. And when you begin to do that, then God will begin to give you a freedom and a joy because you will know how to pray differently than you've ever prayed in the past. And so until the next time, we trust that God will bless you in a fantastic way.